your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that was slain. We bless God for this opportunity to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. People of God, this is good news. We're hearing so much bad news, but thank God we have good news. Our Savior came, He died for us. He rose again and He lives forevermore. He ever lived to make intercession for us, people of God. And we are called to grow up in Him, to mature in Him, to take on our responsibilities as kingdom citizens. So we are in this new series, Grow in Grace and Knowledge. And we see our key verse is from 2 Peter 3:18, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are called to grow in grace and knowledge. Grow up, Church of God. We are called to increase in size and stature, and we are called to know that growth is a process. Step by step, we are growing up and becoming more and more like Jesus. Our goal is to become more like Jesus, to be conformed to His image. So when we grow up, we will become conformed to His image, people of God. We are called to grow in grace and knowledge and merited favor, the gift and power and spiritual enablement of the Spirit. And we grow in knowledge to become aware of who Christ is, to know Him personally, to be intimate with Him. So we are called to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for today. We thank You for who You are. We thank You for Your many blessings in our lives. We thank You that You are calling us up higher. Father God Almighty, many of us have settled at the low plane, and many of us think that this is it, but this is not it. You're calling us to higher heights and deeper depths in You. So as we continue, O God, to feed on Your word, we pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that You will purge us, O God Almighty Lord, and help us, O God, to assimilate Your word, that we will grow in grace and knowledge of You. Have Your way in our lives, we pray. Open our eyes to Your word, O God. Bring forth revelation, knowledge, Holy Ghost, for You are here to guide us into all truth. You are the master teacher, O God. Take full control today, O mighty God, and let Your will be done. Let Your word, O God, almighty Lord, be illuminated to Your people, that they will have understanding of Your word, so that they can apply Your word unto wisdom. Without understanding, we can't live Your word, Jesus. So we pray today in the name of Jesus that You will bring forth understanding of Your word, that we will grow in grace and knowledge of You. Father, we look to You. We thank You for Your presence. We thank You for what You're doing in this season. And we thank You, O God, that we will grow in You and grow in Your grace and knowledge. So we thank You, we bless You, and we praise You forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen and amen. Blessings to all. We bless God for today and for His word to us. He's encouraging us to grow. The apostle, as we see, he wrote in 2 Peter 3, verse 18, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are encouraged by the apostle Peter to grow up, to grow in that grace and knowledge of our Lord. We are to understand and apply God's grace to our lives daily. There is a grace for every situation in our lives. People of God, we must understand that grace is allocated to us daily. Grace is there for us daily, but we have to go to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need. God is a God of all grace. All grace. So there's grace for every situation. There is empowerment, spiritual, divine enablement for every situation, people of God. We must remember that when we are weak, we are strong, because His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So in every area of our lives, there is grace for that situation. So whatever you are going through today, whatever your situation is, go to the throne room of grace. If you are a child of God, You have put your faith in Jesus Christ. Now you can approach that throne room boldly. You can approach that throne room with confidence and cry out to Abba Father and tell him your trouble. Tell him what is afflicting you. Tell him that you need grace. Tell him that you have come for grace. I need grace for this situation, oh God. I do not know what to do, but my eyes are upon you. We need grace to help us in the time of need. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. So we need deliverance. Whatever the situation is, God has grace for that situation. We have to understand this truth. There is grace for every situation. So Peter reminded us through the power of the Spirit empowering him and say, grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we are knowledgeable about the word, when the word comes to us and we become knowledgeable, we know where to go when trouble comes. We know where to run. Run to Jesus. Cry to him. Ask for grace. Come boldly and ask for that grace and walk each day in intimacy with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. People of God, we don't want to perish because of lack of knowledge. God's people are perishing because of lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. So people of God, we don't want to reject God's word. We can only grow when we feed on his word and grow in intimate relationship with him. So we must search the scriptures. We must become intimate with the scriptures, have intimate knowledge of our Savior. The Holy Spirit will illuminate God's word to us so that we can walk in revelation knowledge. Do we want to be transformed? Do we want to grow up? We have to want to grow up. Many of us want to stay as babes, and we see some people stay immature for the rest of their lives. They might be 70 or 80 years old and they're still immature. The least little thing offends them because they remain immature. But we want to grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we continue in this series, Growing Grace and Knowledge, we are going to be looking at another scripture today. 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter 1, 1 to 11. 2 Peter 1, 1 to 11. And we're going to be looking at this word and hear what the Apostle Peter tells us. The Apostle Peter, who had so much experience, he walked with Jesus over 3.5 years. He had so much experience with the Lord. The same Apostle Peter, we see people of God who denied Jesus. He denied Jesus, but he was restored. We see Jesus restored him after he was resurrected. And we see he has commissioned him to go. And we see that Peter has really matured in Christ, that he could write these words, people of God. Peter has grown up. He couldn't deny Christ anymore. He has grown up. He was empowered by the Spirit. And we see in Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit fell upon them, Peter was the one who stood up with the message of salvation, and over 3,000 souls came to Christ. The same Peter is writing these epistles, and we see these words are for us today as well, to grow up. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to look at 2 Peter 1, 1 to 11 and see how we can learn how to grow in Christ step by step. People of God, it's a process. We already spoke that growth is a process. We increase in size. We move from stage to stage. From dimension to dimension. It's a process, people of God. So we have to understand this process. And we're going to see this process as we go to 2 Peter 1, 1 to 11. So look at 2 Peter 1, verse 1. The word says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ. To those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. So Peter introduced himself as a bondservant, the lowest rank of slaves. People of God, we must understand that. He introduced himself as a bondservant. Peter has come to a place of humility. He learned humility throughout his Christian walk. We must learn humility. And when we are mature in Christ, we walk in humility. So he introduced himself as a bondservant, the lowest rank of slaves, and
apostle of Jesus Christ. So his apostleship, people of God, did not come before his servanthood. So we see that he introduced himself first as a bondservant, the lowest rank of slaves, and an apostle, commissioned and sent by God. People of God, we must be humble. We must be that servant leader so that we can be commissioned and sent by God. He saw himself first as a bondservant, then an apostle. He wrote to the dispersed saints, those who have obtained the same faith in Christ as him, by Christ's righteousness. So he was saying, I'm not up there higher than you. We have all obtained the same faith. Faith in Jesus Christ means faith in Jesus Christ. So it doesn't matter who you are, which capacity you are serving in, you have obtained the same faith. To those who have obtained like precious faith with us. So even though he was an apostle, he had the same faith, people of God, that caused him to put his trust in Jesus Christ. So we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, not of works, lest any man should boast. So Peter understood very well, people of God, that we all obtain the same precious faith. Faith in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. For there is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved, but only through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter himself said those words in Acts 2. There's no other name. No other name, people of God. In Acts 4, verse 12. There's no other name by which we can be saved but the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 2 of 2 Peter 1. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. So people of God, for us to grow, grace and peace must be multiplied to us. So Peter declared grace and peace to be increased among the brethren in knowing God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see we need his grace and his peace to be increased in us in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we need his grace, the unmerited favor, his divine enablement, his power. We need that in our lives, people of God, so that we can become knowledgeable about our Lord Jesus Christ and about our Abba Father. Knowing God, having an intimate relationship with him, we look on all the great patriarchs of old, the relationship that they had with God. They could call out to him at any time, at any place, and he would hear and answer their cry because of the relationship that they had with him. They knew him. We want to know him. Paul himself cried out in Philippians 3:10 that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering be made conformable to his death. We need to know him, people of God. We need to be in intimate relationship with our God. So Peter declared grace and peace over the saints of God, that they may come in the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 3 of 2 Peter 1. As his divine power has given to us all things, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Look at the word. As his divine power has given to us all things. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. So we see his divine power is the Holy Spirit power. The Holy Spirit has given to us all things. He has equipped us with everything we need to relate to this new life. Everything we need to relate to the new life in Christ and godly living. He has given us everything that we need, people of God, that pertains to life and godliness. He has equipped us with everything that we need. We have to understand that word. He has equipped us with everything that we need. But we must know what we are equipped with. We must know, people of God, that he has made us what? Fully armored. He has given us all the armor to live with so that we will be able to stand up against every wiles of the enemy. So, people of God, when we are mature in Christ, grow in grace and knowledge, when we are mature, we will walk fully armored every day, that we will be able to stand up against every schemes of the enemy. So the Holy Spirit has empowered us, as his divine power has given us all things, everything that we need that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him, through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue. So we can only live the new life in Christ through the knowledge of him, which can only be obtained through the Holy Spirit. The knowledge of Jesus can only be obtained through the Holy Spirit. And he has given us of his divine power. He has given us the Holy Ghost. Jesus himself said, it is expedient that I go. If I do not go, the Comforter will not come. So we have to understand, people of God, the Comforter has come because Jesus ascended on high. The Comforter came. And the Comforter is now living with us and in us. But we have to yield to the Comforter. We have to yield to the Holy Ghost for him to do the work in us. For him, people of God, to bring everything that we need to us to live this life godly on this present earth. We are called to live in godliness through the knowledge. Who can give us that knowledge? Who can illuminate us with that knowledge of Christ but the Spirit? The word tells us in John 15:26. Look at what the word said. But when the helper comes, speaking of the Spirit, Jesus was speaking here, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. So how are we going to have revelation knowledge of Christ? It's through the Holy Spirit, through his divine power. The Holy Spirit that he sent to us, the helper, he has come. He will teach us Christ. He will reveal Christ to us so we can walk in fellowship with Christ. Many of us are not walking in fellowship with Christ because we are out of partnership with the Holy Spirit. We do not acknowledge him. We grieve him away. We quench him. We insult him. We vex him so that we are out of communion with him, so we cannot know Christ. But Peter is saying to us today, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can only grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ when we are united with the Spirit. We must walk in unison with the Spirit. Walk hand in hand with him. Yield to him. We must yield to the Holy Ghost. If we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, we shall live. Live what? Live the new life. We shall live the new life that is in Christ Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is here to reveal Jesus to us. He's the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. Jesus said, he will testify of me. He will bear witness of me. He will show us Christ. We will come into that deep fellowship with Christ because we allow the Holy Ghost to take charge of our lives, yield to the Holy Spirit, and we will see growth. We will grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 4 of 2 Peter 1. By which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we see, by the Holy Spirit, we have been given great revelations of the precious promises that God has for us, that through obtaining these promises, people of God, we can now partake of the divine nature of God. We must partake of the divine nature of God. We cannot be operating in the old nature, the old Adamic nature that we were born in. We cannot continue to operate in it because we are now a new creation in Christ Jesus. So if we are a new creation, we must now be operating in the divine nature. So we can only accomplish this by being led of the Spirit. We can only accomplish this by being led of the Spirit. When we are being led by the Spirit, we have now become mature children of God. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God, the mature sons, the higher sons. We have now become mature children of God. We have now grown up so we can carry out the mandate of the kingdom. We can become those people who God can use to bring forth glory and praise to his great name. So we want to become mature. Mature sons and daughters, mature children of God, of the kingdom. We do not live the old corrupt lifestyle anymore. Remember, people of God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we do not live the old corrupt lifestyle anymore, but live the new life that is in Christ Jesus. This is only possible by the Spirit. Did we get that? The new lifestyle is only possible by the Holy Spirit. So we must walk hand in hand with the Holy Spirit and allow him to do the work in us that only he can do. Look at verse 5 of 2 Peter 1. Look at verse 5. The word said, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. People of God, the word said, but also for this reason, giving all diligence. Giving all diligence. Be diligent. When you look on the word diligence, it means be conscientious. Be hardworking, people of God. Be constant. Be industrious. Never give up. Be industrious. Be diligent. You continue on and on and on. Through good times, through bad times, you're still pressing on. Doing the work of the Lord. Continuing to work, knowing that your work is not in vain in God. So we have to be diligent, the word tells us. Be diligent. Add to your faith. So people of God, we put our faith in Jesus Christ. That's saving faith. Saving faith. But people of God, saving faith will take us. Yes, we have put our faith in Christ. We are doing well. But it won't take us further than just saving faith. We are saved and looking for his coming. But there's work to do. There's work to do, children of God. So we add to our faith. And what is faith? Faith is belief or trust. Confidence. Steadfastness. That's faith. Trust. Belief. Confidence. Steadfastness. In whom? This faith must be in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ alone. We can have faith in so many other things, people of God. But we're speaking about saving faith in Jesus Christ alone. So Peter said, you must now add to your faith. Be diligent. So you work hard at it. You be constant at it. You continue to do what you're doing by the help of the Holy Ghost. And you continue to be diligent. You continue to trust Jesus. You continue to be confident in him, steadfast in him, rooted, grounded, built up in him. And you continue. Look at what the word said. Add to your faith what? Virtue. Virtue. What is virtue? We look at virtue. The word means excellence. It means goodness. And we also going a little further because we are maturing. We look at the Hebrew word for virtue. It means chayil. C-H-A-Y-I-L. It's army. It means army. It means valor. It means wealth. So, as a person of virtue, many times we say we are virtuous women. But as a person of virtue, we are called to be warriors. Warriors in the kingdom. We are armed and dangerous. We must be armed, fully armored. We can't walk without our armor and talking about we're virtuous. We must be armed, walking in the riches of Christ Jesus, walking in his peace and his love, walking with joy in our hearts, walking in contentment, walking as a child of God, knowing that we are adopted by Jesus Christ, knowing that we are accepted in the beloved. We must walk, people of God, as valiant warriors in the kingdom. That's also one of the meaning of virtue. Many times we only think of excellence and goodness. But it's more than that. We have to go deep if we want to grow. Go deep. So we as God's people are called to be armed with his word. Armed, people of God, going forth as a warrior, walking in his wealth. There's wealth in Jesus. Wealth in Jesus, people of God. We see the church in Smyrna. They did not have much physically. But Jesus said, you are rich. And we as God's people must walk in that richness, must walk in that wealth, because we believe God's word. We look on the word knowledge, to know, to be aware of, to be intimate with, to have understanding. So as God's people, we are called to add to virtue, knowledge. We can't go around without knowledge, people of God. We will be knocked down. So we must be knowledgeable, and we must apply that knowledge. We must learn, people of God, to apply that knowledge to our lives. We must become wise, applying the knowledge that we have learned, so that we can bring forth glory and praise to our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are called to grow up. We must add to our faith, virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. This shows that we are now growing and maturing in Christ. We'll stop here this evening, and we will continue from there, from 2 Peter 1, verse 5. We'll continue from there next week, God's willing. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us this evening. We thank you that you are calling us to grow up in you. We thank you that you are calling us to add to our faith, virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. We pray today in the name of Jesus, O God, we will not be babes forever, but we will grow up in you, mature in you, grow in grace and knowledge of you. We thank you again for your word to us. We thank you that you're calling us up higher, and we pray that we will adhere to your word, and that we will purpose in our hearts to grow up in you. We bless you, we honor and give you glory forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all this evening. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible teaching ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.